te ves igual, hola, qué linda estás, te ves igual.
So there I was last evening at Pechanga at the Hilton Dubai, and being hosted by chef de cuisine there, Matthias Ayala, and also restaurant manager Louis Sorol, and great atmosphere, ambiance, charm, and a wonderful food. And yes, I asked Matthias to describe the food that he presented to me.
This is our prawn salad. This is our one of the most selling dish in our menu. Basically, this is the prawn I talked before. This, you can see the size from the prawn; they are really huge, and there are. Yes, this is the right way. Actually, that is the right way. yeah, fantastic. So basically, what we do here is we just pan-sear the prawns, and then we have some. Also, we grill some zucchini sheets and some onions or red onion, and then we toast this with some lemon dressing, chili chops, and some coriander leaves, and then just to finish, and also some lemon confit, just to give some acid, more flavor. I like this, all the confits, you know. So I like when you are eating one dish and you can find some small surprise in there, you know, but not something too much, something there just to change the flavor.
And it's delicious. Very, very lovely. And you're right, you can sort of get that blend of flavors with the coriander and lemon, and it's all coming through.
And
it's very
just,
light.
Just to finish, we just put some garlic crispy. So this garlic, we just cook in olive oil really slow to make it crispy. But to make it also not too strong flavor on the garlic, you know? So it's just something more, you know, something more to play in the dish.
It's nice, the garlic. I like
yeah,
that.
It is.
So it's just toasted almost.
It's just almost like it's similar to the fry, but it's low, you know? So that way the flavor is almost out from the strong flavor for the garlic. But I like when you are enjoying the food. You lose the napkin.
So you have to keep talking, Matthias, because I'm eating and I...
fasting. So I can go for the main course. I mean, what we're trying to do in this menu is do something like this. Is do something simple, but with the flavor. So now you can try and now you can see what is the idea. You know, the idea is just simple food, but, you know, with the flavor there. That is the idea. I'm not fancy in decoration. I'm not fancy in product. But, yes, I'm fancy with the flavor.
So how did you become a chef? When did you first, when was your, you know, food ignite your interest? Did you get involved with food?
I started actually when I was really young. My father is a really good, he's not a chef, but he really loved to cook. So my father used to always cook in my place, you know, and I always start to cook, and I start to feeling, you know, the love from the food actually. And then I start to help him, and then we start to, okay, and what about if we now we make this one? You know, and Argentina, basically, we always cook in the grill, you know, this Argentinian grill, something, la parrilla, something really famous for us. So, and we start to, you know, try some new things. And what about if we cook now this one in the grill, but like this, and what about if we marinate? So I believe, then I realized, okay, that will be my profession. I mean, the difficult part was talk to my father and say, okay, I'm not going to follow your profession, I'm going to become a chef. But it was
what did
easy.
Your father do?
My father, he worked in the construction, he's kind of engineer, so he built something, and actually have a good job, but I worked with him for a few months, but I realized, no, this is not for me. This for me is, you know, it's kitchen, it's create, make foods, creates and make people happy, because, you know, when you are a chef, what you really enjoy is when the people is eating your food and is saying, okay, that is good, you know, I love when you make this one, and actually that is... I mean, our salary, basically.
Yeah. So from Argentina, you've traveled to many places before Dubai. So talk us through your journey to Dubai.
Oh, it was a long trip, actually. Anyway, I'm from one part from Argentina. It's called Rosario. Rosario is the second bigger city in Argentina. So the first step was move from Rosario, actually. Then I started to work in Rosario. And I work in a few hotels, and then the next step is always go to a big city in your country. So I moved to Buenos Aires, and I work in a few big places there, and then you always want more. So I moved to New Zealand. And
wow, from Buenos Aires to New Zealand.
It's a long,
quite a change.
It is. But I must say, New Zealand is an amazing country. It's really, really beautiful. And they really love, you know, the simple foods and use the good products. So something I really learned from New Zealand was that, you know, just use the product in the best quality as you can and make something simple but nice also at the same time. So New Zealand was a really good experience. And then I go back to Argentina. And then I worked for almost 1 year more there. And then I moved to Dubai. And I worked for almost 1 year in Burj Al Arab, and then moved here.
And here you are in charge of your own kitchen. Yeah. So how many chefs have you got working with you?
We are eight in total. So it's a kind of nice kitchen. We are prepared to give a good service.
So moving through the menu again, so we've moved through the soups and going into the mains and a wonderful salad that I'm eating here. What else can we talk about? Let's pick something else out there, and for our foodies listening, we can explore the ingredients and the recipe.
Okay, we have, I will go again for the fish. Maybe I'm not a guy, the kind of guy we always love fish, but we are using this... We have this Patagonian toothfish. It's something really, really traditional. I mean, not traditional, sorry. It's something really original from South America, you can say. So this fish is something really amazing because it's a huge fish. And the quality of the fish is coming because this fish is swimming really deep in the ocean. So that becomes the fish a little fatty inside. But it's a good kind of fats in the fish. So that fat...
Toothfish, though. Why is it called toothfish?
Yeah, I mean, you can find...
What's its teeth like?
No, I mean, but you know, I can go for more name if you like. You know, we can. This also they know as a Chilean sivas, black cod, and I don't know. And also in Spanish they have so many names. I don't know why so many names with this fish. Anyways, the flavor is something really particular. You know, it's something like it's like a heat butter. You know, it's melting in your mouth. But it's the flavor from the fish is not too strong. That is make it something really nice. You know. So the fish is something really nice. Then we have some another dish like octopus. We are using octopus there. And then...
Octopus is an interesting one, isn't it? If, you know, the texture.
Yes.
So, exactly. So what are you doing with your octopus?
We make so many things with the octopus. No, basically we just boil in some vegetable stock. And then when the octopus is done already... After we serve, we just confit in olive oil, just to give the last flavor from the octopus. That makes the octopus really, really soft. I mean, and then we just finish with some criolla sauce.
What's that?
Criolla sauce is one sauce made with bell peppers. It's different kind of bell pepper with some tomatoes and some espelet powder. Espelet powder is one kind of pepper, but it's dry. And something... The flavor is really particular because it's a particular pepper, you know. So that become like rostos. So you have something confit with something raw, and then we just garnish it with some sweet corn puree, something traditional from South America. That make the dish full. Yeah.
Sounds great. So what's going to be put before me next?
Okay, for you, we have some empanadas as a second course. Empanadas is something also you can find in all places in South America. And the one we are serving now is a meat empanada. This is the one that's spicy, okay? So, I mean, we just call it spicy, but you need to realize we are not eating too much spice. So we call it spicy, but it's not really spicy. It's a little bit in the end just to get the flavor. And the way we cook the empanadas is basically we just braise the meat with some onion, peppers, and tomatoes, and then with so much spring onions there. And we use, like I said before, because we have some influence from the Arabic kitchen. We have cumin, and actually cumin is something from the Arabic kitchen, but we use too much in South America. And then we have some sweet paprika also there in the flavor. That becomes the flavor of empanada, something really nice. And this is coming in one dough. Something that's really nice.
Well, I look forward to that. So that's on its way. So stay with us here as I'm enjoying the cuisine at Pechanga with restaurant manager here, Luis Sorol, and chef de cuisine, Matthias Ayala. So I'm looking forward to the next course.